Officially, they are called mobile phone and seatbelt detection cameras, but many people know them by a more descriptive name, crotch cams. That's because they photograph your groin and upper thighs as you drive beneath them. The images of your groin area can then be analyzed by AI to determine if you might have had a phone in your hand or on your thigh as you were driving, or if you were not wearing your seatbelt. These cameras can also send real-time photos of your crotch to a police officer sitting in his or her car as you drive past them. In this video, we will explore this relatively new type of surveillance camera, public safety camera, that is already being trialed or implemented in 20 states across America. We will then explore the question of whether more cameras are really the best way to save lives, or if there are better ways to spend our tax dollars that would save even more lives and wouldn't require taking pictures of everyone's groin. For the past 2 months, I have been telling you about my friends who own and operate Escape the Technocracy. I am teaming up with them, and the three of us are offering a live, interactive, 3-hour training course on how to protect both your digital privacy and your physical privacy. The event will be held at 2 p.m. Eastern on Friday, May 1st, and I will give you all the details at the end of this video. Highway safety is a very serious matter, and I have led research projects related to highway safety for the Joint Transportation Research Program, which is a joint venture between the Indiana Department of Transportation and Purdue University. If you search my name on Purdue's EPUB's website, you will find 4 project reports where I was the lead author. I share that because I don't want anyone to mistake what I am about to say as me not caring about highway safety or taking it seriously. I do, both as a caring human being and as a vulnerable road user myself. First, let's quickly address the public safety gaslighting that many people frequently use to try and demonize anyone who asks questions about the need for more surveillance cameras. Garrett Langley, the CEO of Flock Safety, labeled critics of his multi-billion-dollar surveillance company as, quote, the same activists that want to defund the police, weaken public safety, and normalize lawlessness. This is a rhetorical fallacy known as poisoning the well. Langley claims people who disagree with what he is doing have bad motives and therefore no one should listen to them. Intelligent people can and should debate ideas without resorting to name-calling and imputing the motives of those who disagree with them. Do people lose their lives on American highways? Unfortunately, yes, they do. Do distracted drivers increase the odds of a traffic fatality? Again, unfortunately, yes, they do. So how much has the rate of traffic fatalities increased over the past 20 years, as nearly everyone old enough to drive now has a cell phone? Seriously, I would like for you to pause this video for a second and drop a comment in the comment section about how much you think the rate of traffic fatalities has increased over the past 20 years. 10%, 20%, 50%? How much do you think the rate of traffic fatalities has increased? I'll wait. Okay, time's up. I pulled this data directly from the United States Department of Transportation website today to generate this chart. In 2004, there were 1.4 traffic fatalities per 100 million vehicle miles traveled. And in 2024, the last year for which data was available, there were 1.2 traffic fatalities per 100 million vehicle miles traveled. As always, links to all my sources are in the description of this video. The data shows the traffic fatality rate has dropped by over 15% in the past 20 years without having to photograph everyone's groin as they drive under a camera. Some of you might be thinking that 1.2 traffic fatalities per 100 million vehicle miles traveled still leaves room for improvement, and I would agree with you. But before we spend money putting cameras up on state highways and interstates, let's take a closer look at those numbers. While the total rate of traffic fatalities has been nearly constant for the past 30 years, where those fatalities are occurring has changed dramatically. In 1997, 80% of traffic fatalities were people inside of cars and trucks, and only 20% were people such as motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. But by 2023, car and truck occupants only accounted for 63% of traffic fatalities, and motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians account for 37%. There are no pedestrians or bicyclists on interstates, and there are relatively few of them on state highways. That means regardless of how effective mobile phone and seatbelt detection cameras might be at reducing distracted driving on interstates and state highways, they are not going to do much, if anything, to reduce the traffic fatalities of pedestrians and bicyclists. Another problem I have with spending taxpayer money to take photos of people's groin area is it is becoming redundant with what new cars are already doing. According to a 2024 Motor Trend article, in-cabin cameras in new cars, quote, can help determine if you are distracted or drowsy. And soon they'll be able to track not only how you and your passengers behave, but also your size, weight, and even your vital signs. This isn't even a little bit creepy, and it's all for your safety. As a bonus, if you drive a General Motors vehicle, GM may even sell your data to marriage counselors if you and your spouse have an argument in front of their camera in your car, or if you are seen driving with someone else in your vehicle other than your spouse. With car makers already building distracted driving technology into vehicles that will work all the time, not just on highways and interstates, you might be wondering, why bother putting up these cameras at all? What good are they? Do I really need to say it out loud? According to crotch cam manufacturer AccuSensus, a 2-month test program in North Carolina proved these cameras are great for generating revenue because they caught 6 times as many seatbelt violations and 9 times as many handheld phone violations compared to the number of violations police caught before they had these cameras. I really don't mean to sound cynical, but these cameras are not free, and every dollar that is spent on surveillance cameras is one less dollar that can be spent on something else. What might be a better use of our tax dollars if our goal was really to save lives? I personally would start by investing more money in pavement markers and rumble strips, as they have been proven to cost-effectively reduce accidents by 47% without invading anyone's privacy. And I would invest more money in pedestrian islands, which a study by the Federal Highway Administration found to reduce vehicle-pedestrian collisions by 56%. The problem is, while these simple solutions are effective at reducing accidents and fatalities, they don't generate any ticket revenue or generate any data that can be sold to Palantir to track people. And if you really wanted to get radical, we could spend some of that money currently being spent on surveillance technology to help test for and eradicate lead from the estimated 2.6 million homes in America where young children are exposed to lead paint. As a society, we could prevent real harm to children while reducing their health care cost and their need for special education for children harmed by lead exposure. But such a program would mainly benefit children from poor families, so you don't see any politicians lining up to spend money to do something boring like protecting kids from lead poisoning and brain damage. Not when there are better things to spend our money on, like new technology, to generate ticket revenue, generate data, and make their campaign donors wealthy. One quick announcement before I tell you about the 3-hour training class coming up on Friday, May 1st. I will be speaking in Morgantown, West Virginia on Monday, May 4th, and in Cincinnati on Thursday, May 28th. Then my big 19-city, 16-state tour runs from July 16th through August 11th. Visit brushfirestour.com to sign up for updates as details are announced. Here is a video I made with Gabriel and Urban from Escape the Technocracy to tell you all about the 3-hour live training class the three of us are offering at 2 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. Welcome to the registration page for a 3-hour plus webinar about how to increase your personal privacy both online and in the physical world. You probably know me already. I'm John Padfield from the YouTube channel Business Reform, and I'm being joined today by Urban and Gabriel from Escape the Technocracy. We met back in February at a privacy event. We had dinner together. We spent a lot of time in conversation. I got to know them. I know their philosophy, how they approach things, and I am very confident in their technical skills. And we have been talking about doing something to boost privacy for a larger audience beyond what I can do on YouTube. And so we put our heads together and we came up with the idea of doing this webinar. So I want to thank you for coming to check out the website. And I'm going to turn this over to Urban and to Gabriel to describe in more detail the content that all three of us will be covering during the webinar.
Well, thank you, John. This is Gabriel Custodiat of EscapeTheTechnocracy.com. Urban is also here. And yeah, it was a pleasure to meet you recently, and we're on the same page about a lot of stuff. We love the work that you do with business reform. And we quickly came up with an idea to put our heads together, find a way to make sure channels are sustainable, and offer some really compelling privacy content. I'll just tell people who I am for a moment. So I've been doing privacy consulting for many years. Between Urban and I, we have more than two decades of cybersecurity and actually privacy-related experience. So we're professionals. This is what we do for a living. We have a website where we sell tutorials, and I have written books on the topic. We consult on a regular basis. We have a newsletter, and we have a podcast called Watchman Privacy, where we regularly interview other experts in the field. So we're on top of all this stuff. And essentially what this course is, and the link is ett.live. That stands for Escape the Technocracy. So ett.live. And this event will be the three of us basically walking you step through step in a holistic way, how to set up your digital and your physical privacy. We'll get into some of the details of that, but that's essentially who I am and the basics of this course.
Okay. Yeah, so my name is Urban. Thank you for the nice introduction. So I have experience in cybersecurity from teaching to 300 employees in a room to private one-to-one consultation with CEO and top-level executive. And I've been doing this for many, many years. I also have experience in art, and I used to work as an artist, which means I have a quite different approach and very visual to explain to people and to make sure that the point gets across, which nicely ties with Gabriel, very well experience of the subject. So I don't have much more to say about this. Another thing is I also do sometime investigation, which is called open source intelligence, which basically means following all sorts of scam but like criminal behavior. And this is also something I've done on the dark web and things of that nature. So yeah, thank you for inviting us again.
Well, it's my pleasure to be working with you. I have been introducing my audience to your website by promoting escapethetechnocracy.com/reform for my affiliate link. One thing I want to really stress to anyone watching, this is for all levels. In other words, there are some people whose threat model is relatively light. They would like to increase their privacy, but they don't really have somebody coming after them. This is still good for you. There are other people that are more of a target because they may be a public figure, could be politically active, could be doing journalism, any number of things that you might be doing that puts you higher at threat, higher risk level. And so this workshop is going to cover a wide range of topics, both digital and physical. And so just want to stress that this is for anyone. Anyone can come to this, whether you're just beginning your privacy journey or midway through your journey. Everyone's going to be able to come to this and get something very useful out of it. Gabriel, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Absolutely. That's a great point, John. And I'll answer the question that maybe some of the audience has right now, which is, why would I go to this event, this paid event, when there's all this other privacy content online? Mm-hmm. So as we said, we're at the front lines of this. Unlike very few people on Earth, this is what we do for a living. Like this is what we do. And we're consulting with people on a regular basis, some of whom have very high threat models, some of whom are elderly and they need a handholding. So we approach this very much as anybody is welcome. We will get far, though, over the course of 3 hours. We will cover a lot of ground. We'll get you completely up and running, feeling comfortable with your digital privacy, the Linux, VPNs, Tor, all these kind of things, as well as physical privacy. So we are very good at instructing people where they are, but we also go decently far as well in the time that we have. You know, it's also a great opportunity for the listeners to support John. We've been in content creation for a while. We know that it's very difficult to keep these things running. So this is a very direct way to thank John for his work as well. So that's obviously another reason to do this. And we have been in the privacy sphere for many years, the explicit privacy sphere. And, you know, we've watched all the YouTube videos. We've listened to a lot of the people giving privacy advice. We have been on all the subreddits, and we think that we stand out in a number of ways, not the least of which is our technical expertise, but also our ability to instruct people, as I said, wherever they are, you know, at a starting level. We're in the field testing these things on a daily basis with our newsletter and our consulting. And we cover things that some other people don't really cover. They're maybe at the surface level, whatever the case may be. When we go about things, we don't have any sponsors. So you know that we are coming from our honest to God opinion about certain tools. Like, for example, we unfavorably reviewed a Faraday bag brand recently in a newsletter. We wouldn't be doing that kind of stuff if, you know, they were our sponsor or something like this. So you know you're getting the unmitigated truth when you speak to us. And, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We know exactly what we're doing. We know exactly how you can fit privacy into a holistic vision, right? Not just digital privacy. That's not really real privacy. Physical privacy. This is stuff that we practice every day. We practice what we preach. So there's a number of things that I think make us stand out from all the other privacy content. And this is a great opportunity to get that information, get up and running in 3 hours, feel very comfortable about the tools available to you, transform your life, have some more sovereignty. And of course, support John and business reform along the way.
Well, I just want to add, I cover privacy content on my channel, but I do it very holistically. I talk about public policy. I talk about emerging technologies. And I give, I hate to call it baby steps, but I've done videos about which VPNs I trust, about which internet browsers are more secure. And those are important topics, but that is scratching the surface of what we're going to get into in this 3-hour webinar, 3-hour plus. I believe that content-wise, we have about 2.5 hours of content that we're going to be delivering, and then Q&A, and Q&A is going to go for at least a half hour. I suspect it's probably going to go longer than that. So you're going to get your money's worth out of it. It's going to be a very solid 3 hours, probably a little more than 3 hours. But there will be a recording made of it, and anyone that registers will have access to the recording so they can go back and watch it again if there's anything that they missed the first time through.
Yeah.
Well, go right ahead.
No problem. No, you bring an excellent point. So one of the hallmark of our events, which we have done many, many times, is that we always put a strong emphasis on Q&A. Because you know, anyone can go on YouTube and search any videos, but having an actual expert that talk to you and that you can answer is something that is invaluable. And it's not just about answering, but it's also that we do this live, and there will always be someone, one of us on the chat answering your questions. So that even if we are not yet in the Q&A, you already get some answer. And if the question is like extremely relevant, then we answer it live for everybody. And that is something that you cannot really get easily anywhere else. And we put a very good emphasis. We are also not afraid of your questions. And if we don't know the answer, well, we do a research and you will get a follow-up email if needed with the things that we had to search, because we would rather do a search than lie to you. So this, I think, speaks to the quality of what we produce.
And I'm glad you elaborated on that. I get questions frequently. I do live streams on the first and third Monday of each month, and I get lots of questions in the comment section under my videos, and I spend hours per week responding to comments left in the comment section, but there's just no way I can get to all of them. And then sometimes there is a great question that may spark a future video, but there's some questions you just can't answer in the comment section because the explanation will be a 10-minute explanation, and that's really hard to do in the comment section.
I'll just add a couple things here. So again, the website is ett.live, and that'll take you to our website, Escape the Technocracy, where you can register. There will be a discount if you register in advance. Right now, that date is April 20th. So if you register, you'll get a little bit of a discount as an early bird discount. And just to mention a couple other things, because people will be visiting our website now and in the future. So we are privacy enthusiasts, but we're also realistic. So we do offer private payment options. We accept Monero and Bitcoin. And when you're paying with a credit card, which could be a prepaid card of various varieties, we only are looking for the card number, so we don't require you to type in name and things of this sort. So we do what we can. We do have privacy on our own systems. We will be using Zoom. We want to be transparent about this. We will be using Zoom for the call. And so, I mean, that's just the best system that we have. So you'll just be cognizant of that. And, you know, you have your whatever privacy tools you need, your Chrome browser or whatever Firefox browser. You don't need to have the Zoom program installed, right? So, but it will be on Zoom. And anytime you give an email to a website that does end up in a email type program, so be cognizant of that. That's just how these things work. And so it's a good idea to, if you haven't yet, looked into things like Simple Login, look into things like 33Mail, so that you can use an email that's not directly necessarily attached to you. And we don't need that, right? We just need an email of some kind. So we do think about these things as you register. The date, by the way, May 1st. It will be May 1st. That's a Friday. And it will be at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So we obviously can't accommodate everyone, but this will accommodate a lot of people. And if you can't make it, then you will have access to the recording, of course. Just another couple other things here. So, yep, as I said, you will have the recordings. Those are just a couple extra details.
Okay. Well, Gabriel and Urban, thank you for being with me to inform my audience about what we're offering. And I look forward to seeing you as we co-host this event. And I look forward to seeing as many people in my audience as are interested in participating in this. It's going to be a fantastic event. And I look forward to doing something like this again a little bit down the road. Not sure exactly when, but I really want to bring more accessibility to my audience and do deeper dives than what I can do in my YouTube videos. So we'll wrap it up here for today, and I look forward to seeing everyone at the event on May 1st at 2 p.m. Eastern. Thank you.